Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new, you were hating on the low. I've been new, they were hating on the low. I've been new, he was hating on the low. I've been new, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new, you were hating on the low. I've been new, they were hating on the low. I've been new, he was hating on the low. I've been new, she was hating on the low.
Hey, I've been new. I know you knew. Mo Beans, you knew? I knew they been hating on the low. I know.
I've been new.
What's happening, co-host? Hello, world. Happy Sunday. We at it again another week. Oh, man, we have so much to talk about tonight. Such an interesting show. Thank you guys for tuning in for yet another week, doing it all over again. I really appreciate the love and support that you guys show us here at Real Talk with the Numinous Lovely Black and Mo Beans. It's going to be awesome. How was your week, co-host?
My week was awesome. I'm tired, but yeah, a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've literally been, you know, into something like every single day, and it's all been productive. So, you know, today I'm finally in chill mode. Today I finally have some time to just relax. You know, I closed a deal last week. That's always good. You know, interior decorating went good. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homeboy Ali. Did like a nice networking event in Jersey. I ain't been to Jersey in a minute. Shout out to like Jersey City. my homeboy has a short film, and it was entered in a film festival, so I went out there and politicked with some people. So it was good, man, but now I'm just, you know, recovering, you know what I'm saying? And just, I want to keep the momentum going, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I was on. How was your week?
Oh, my week was tight, man. More packing, man. It's time to go. And so it was just really, really tight, and I did not accomplish everything that I was supposed to accomplish this week. So this week is going to be this week is going to be even tighter because I got a couple more things that I need to do before I get out of here, and then I still have to maintain my daily routine. So we're going to see how this goes for us.
Nice.
See how this goes. And so hopefully, fingers crossed, the next time I talk to you guys, I'll be in Atlanta.
ATL.
You know, a lot of great things. Rekindled some old flames. So, just trying to see how this is going to work out. Maybe
it's
somebody
that
I always was into. Yeah, I was always into this gentleman. Like, he was always cool. But when we linked, we dealt with each other for a few years, but it was just like I was creating myself. I was still finding myself. You know what I'm saying? My purpose and what was I supposed to do? And the thing that I adored the most about him is that he never got in the way. He never stopped me. He knew what I was doing. He knew I was on my grind, and he would just be like, hey, if you got time, come see me, you know, type situation. But we always made time for each other. So that's the good part about it. You know, like when somebody's not riding you, but they still make time to see you, it's always an amazing situation.
Cool.
This individual has been, you know, on their grind for a while, and so have I. So I'm just interested in seeing how that chemistry is, because it all balances out behind chemistry, you know. I got that going on, and just a marketing and creations and branding and all of that good stuff. I hit the ground running. I got me some ice made, finally. The end of January. I was waiting until, like, I seen how it was going. Some ice, some jewelry.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So I got it. It should be to me today. I got it. They had to make it, so it was like 5 to 6 weeks, so should be any day now, because I
speaking of
January.
What? I want a nice gold, old-school gold herringbone. You know what I'm saying? I want a nice gold, thick herringbone. I think I'm
a herringbone.
A herringbone.
I haven't
seen
anybody that has had those. I had a herringbone back in the day, but if you know me, from, like, I have people that follow me, I've always, like, wore a lot of jewelry. So if you see me in one of those times, and I always wore a lot of jewelry. And so this is just me stepping my, you know, getting my into,
you know,
my thing back on.
Like, my note? Yeah, I feel that. That's dope, man. Shout out to women, you know what I'm saying? Because I know women, you know, the jewelry just accentuates y'all. And men, too, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? I'm like, I want some gold, because I want to connect with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to connect with the whole gold. Like, you know, because gold brings certain energy. You know what I'm saying? And I want to tap into that. So, yeah, I don't know. Just, you know.
Okay, well, that's what's
up. That up. Yeah, so,
yeah, but I've just been back on my mojo, you know, understanding that I am the brand itself. You know, you can have all of the marketing down and all that good stuff. So I've just been, you know, focusing on me. And continuing with my spiritual growth and grounding myself to make sure that my product, myself as a whole, is okay. So, awesome week. Looking forward to another strong week, and we'll be okay. So tonight, right, we have a topic, and I'm pretty sure we touched on this at some point in our journey. We're going on 2 years here in 2 months, but
yeah,
is having kids a deal breaker for you if you want to you know, you see somebody, you like them, and but they got kids. And it's so funny that you picked this particular topic. And let me tell you about it. Is having kids a deal breaker when you're in a relationship? I have a friend, and I am currently, like, I just said, you know what, like, she's really funny. She's funny acting when it comes to the person she dates. And I completely understand her because I am too, right?
Okay.
And so she would meet some good guys, and she don't like them. And then she would meet some bad guys, and she liked them. And I can say, dog, that's not a good look for you. Don't do it. And she'll go do it, and then, you know, she'll come back and be like, oh, yeah, da-da-da. So, you know, certain people that's around me, either you respect the fact that I'm an empath. That means that I can feel people. I feel their vibes. I feel their – I see their intentions. Like, it's crazy. But if you can respect me when I say that's not going to work for you, friend, don't look at it as me being, you know, negative Nancy. If I say, because I'm not going to just say that's not going to work, I'm going to tell you why it's not going to work. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. And you will understand and respect that because you know it's coming from a good place and I'm not just being negative. Don't get in a place and be like, I ain't telling her nothing else because she was right. You know, stupid. So anyway,
I know.
I took on the task to find her a date. She's a cool chick. Yeah, she's cool. And guess what? Something very rare. She got her own everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, she's coming to the table with baggage.
You don't even need no
single
sponsor. I'm independent.
Right, right. But you're going to do if you're dealing with me. You know what I'm saying? Type situation.
Yeah.
And one of her disqualifying factors is a man with small kids. That's one of them. So in doing this, I have to screen these guys. And here's why. Her kids are older. She done did this. You know what I'm saying? I understand when it's broken down in the right way. I understand if a man say this. But me understanding her, she has 5 children. Her youngest child is like 13, 14 years old.
Okay.
So when you look at something like that where 3 of your children are grown and you have, 14 and a 15-year-old left, you don't have the patience for a little kid running through the house, retraining, X, Y, Z. Some people do, some people don't. But we can't judge a person when they say, I don't have the patience. We got to stop judging people and start understanding where they're coming from. Because if something happens,
yeah,
then you're going to be like, oh, that's
different.
You should know better. You can't push something on somebody that they don't want, you know? For me, I'm okay with the man having younger kids. And here's what I mean by that. Younger, like if you like me, and this is double-sided sword. I have a 9.5-month-old son, but I know that I don't deal with his father. I know that his father has growing to do, and for men, you know, that maturity level don't really kick in till they like 43. So he got about 5 more years, you know, before he can even really look my way, right? So I understand that I'm not dealing with them. On a man's standpoint, when they have a smaller child, either he wants to sleep with her or he is sleeping with her. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. Either he wants to sleep with
fresh,
her or he is sleeping with her.
You're saying a relationship
it's too,
is too
fresh. And I know the situation. If I can take it and say I know that I'm not dealing with him, but I can also tell you why, you know, the place that we in, and you will understand. So if he's not sleeping with her, then he wants to sleep with her. It's still something there. So I really don't see how these women get caught up in men with young children and then let the man tell you, oh, is this, oh, is that, oh, she this, oh, she that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you never know. Like, listen, I know men that'll pick up the phone and be like, what? You know what I'm saying? And then you be like, what's wrong with you? All right, man, ain't that. But you in front of somebody, so you're trying to make her feel like it's something else. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so these women are so lost these days that they dumb. Like, this is, I'm going to just say it. So there's no way that I'll deal with a man with a very young child. But a man with children, like, I'm okay with that because I love children to the core. And, you know, I'm, like, always like, hey, let's do something with the kids. And I'm that one that's going to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing with your children. I don't want a man that he ain't never got his children. I don't never – don't tell me you got them and I don't hear him in the background. Like, I don't – there's no way that you're going to be – I'm going to be with a man that don't never have his children ever in life. There's no way that I'm not – you know, we not going to do what we do as a unit. Like, my youngest son, he doesn't go with his father. He's too young. But the age that he's going to be able to go with him is going to be about 7 or 8. That's gonna be the
age. Damn. Okay.
That's gonna be the age. Sure. Yeah, he has to hit that maturity level. He's not there to take my son anywhere right now.
Out.
So
it's gonna probably be around this time when I can really feel comfortable.
Right, but he's going to be at your family house and so on and so forth, so you can always visit him. I'll never deny him on visiting him, but taking him away, you know, so he don't get to spend time with him like that because he's doing everything else in the world, right? But as women that deal with him, you know, all of the women that deal with him, you know, I sit back and I'm like, do these women ever question the fact of where's your son? Where's your youngest son? I see you post him on social media, but where is he? You never around him. You know, you barely post. You know what I'm saying? Type situation. But men can, you know, men can make stories sound, you know, oh, okay, in their favor, and it's a lie. And that's why I won't deal with a man with a young child, because I know men will make things sound like it needs to sound to get what they want.
Interesting.
So for me, it's not a deal breaker. I just not really young kids. Like, no.
All right. Well, that's an interesting point. All right. So here's my take. My take is slightly different too. So mine is having kids or not having kids, is it a deal breaker in a relationship? So I came across this topic because, you know, I'm not getting no younger. And, you know, I'm at the point in my life, do I want to have kids? Do I want to have kids with my wife? Do I not want to have kids? And this is a very interesting thing because I'm always the last guy to the party. Like, you know, I am happy that I am married. Like we said before, we even joked about it last week, I'm a happily married man. But it took me a while to get to that point, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was not ready for it. And with kids, they always say, you know, it's something you can't plan for. You can plan for it, but in most cases, you just go with it, and it just changes your life. And most of the time, it's always for the better, you know what I'm saying? It just opens your whole mind up. Now you know, living for somebody else, and you know, nurturing this seed and watching them grow and all of that. But I don't know, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've had this conversation, you know, because now, you know, in my family, I do have, you know, aunts and uncles on both sides of my family who didn't have kids. And then I have aunts and uncles, of course, who had kids. I got cousins, you know what I'm saying, that's my age and older and younger and stuff like that. So I see both sides of the coin. And I'm just like, I'm at a crossroads. Like, I really don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, because on one hand, I think it would be cool, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't want to do it now, you know what I'm saying? And really, if I'm just being totally honest with myself, I don't even think I want to have it anytime in the immediate future, you know what I'm saying? But then I have my wife isn't getting no younger, and it's like, what to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can I please both sides? And it's
so
really like
your wife
wants
kids, and you don't want kids right now.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it all over.
Okay, so here's the thing: why do you not want kids?
I just don't want them. I don't want the responsibility right now. If I'm being totally honest, I just don't want the responsibility right now. If I'm putting myself on the couch, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're my psychiatrist right now. I'm just laying on the couch and I'm just talking. I'm talking to the people, so you know what I'm saying. But I'm just, you know, I just don't want the response. Like, and I'm not saying that I eventually don't want to have kids. Like, I'm not that guy that's just like, nah.
Welcome aboard, Smooth.
Oh,
right now.
Fuck the kids. Like, yes.
Smooth,
I knew
it all the way 1,000, man. That's what's up, man. You kind of like hold the ice on me. You know what I'm saying with that? So yeah,
no.
I mean, that's where I'm at, Smooth.
No,
I mean, I'm not gonna let
him do this to you tonight. So let me tell you right now, Smooth, I'm not going to let you do this to him tonight. We're going to get on the right path here. But go ahead and tell me, why do you not want kids, right? You're saying you don't want responsibility.
Yeah,
I
just told you,
let me tell you
responsibility right now. And then one other thing before, and then you can give me your advice or, you know, give me your take. The other thing I would say is this, like, I do, but I want to just make sure my youth is totally gone. To say that I'm like the youngest person ever or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to make sure my youthfulness is still
going. Oh, don't worry.
Gone.
Have a child. Your youth will leave you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say. And I really want to, you know, because I do. Like, I do want to eventually, like, live
okay,
to, like,
so
once I'm an old person, I want to be able to live to my kids. So, yeah, that's
but
that.
Here's the factors, okay? So here's a couple factors that you have going on. You guys, call in line at 646-787-1839. No, don't do that. So listen, your wife wants kids. Let me tell you something. Each child you have will change you and grow you in a different aspect or another, right? When I had my first son, I was 19 years old. I was not ready at 19. I had finished school and, you know, I was working, you know, in the health field and all kind of stuff, but I just was not ready to have a child. But he grew me, right? He grew me to where I wasn't ready to, my grind got that much more serious because I knew that I had to handle the situation. You know, my second child sprouted me even further. In a position, my children all came when it was time for me to push a little harder. And it was, you know, they each, you know, made me push harder. They each gave me something different. So in our life journey, sometimes we don't know what lies ahead of us, and we really can't control what's in order for us. Because, listen, if you are supposed to have a child, you will have one. If it's not your time to have a child, you can try all day with your wife and still won't have one. So you have to just go with the flow of things. That's your wife. I think it's very selfish for you not to give her a child. You know, you have to be ready when a woman is, and that's a deal breaker to some women. That's
yeah,
a deal breaker. Because you're depriving her. You are depriving her. You're depriving her of flourishing, you know, to that next level, because it's going to take her to a new level as far as motherhood. So right now you're depriving her of motherhood. You're her husband. And that's something that you have to think about. You can't say, like, you know, hey, the lady on what is it, the talk or the reel or whatever, they got a divorce because she didn't want children because of her career. Overall, for me, for her, she's selfish. And then they got a divorce, and he got a girlfriend, and they had a child together. So, you know, that's a big step
but,
to say.
But
my hand raised. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Fuck that.
Let me hear your take.
Let me tell you something. I'm happy for Miss Lovely Black that her kids helped her grind, okay? Now, now that I have to play the role of devil's advocate, okay?
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
when it comes down to money, when it comes down to my grind, children can kiss my ass. Okay? I used to make a lot of money. Black knows. I used to make a hell of a lot more money than I make now. Don't get me wrong. I make a lot of money now, but I don't make half as much as what I used to make. I remember a time when I had zeros upon zeros upon zeros upon zeros coming down on me, raining down on me like, whee, money, 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 money. And then one day, I had one of my sons. I have many sons and many daughters, right? I have a lot of fucking kids. That's how I can tell.
Okay.
One of my sons for one of my fucking mamas, this bitch tried to raise a sissy. That's all I'm going to say about that. So I had to come home to make sure he don't turn out to be a faggot.
Oh, that's just I was like Razor City, but you said something else. Okay,
people need to understand
one thing.
Well,
don't use the word and don't use the N word. I mean, we have
people need to understand one thing.
Kids
can fuck up a relationship if you're not prepared. I don't give a damn about your wife, as far as her growth is concerned. If you're not prepared, and she's not prepared, y'all gonna beef. Y'all going to have conflicts because she sees one thing one way and you're going to see something another way, and you're married. See, Black and I, we ain't married. So when it comes down to our significant others, with the parents and whatnot, that co-parenting thing, it's not 24-7. It's not 7 days a week. You, on the other hand, you stay with her. You live with her, which means you're going to see all the things you don't like. And she's going to see all the things that she don't like when it comes down to the parenting, and y'all going to clash unless y'all have a conversation, a long, drawn-out conversation. I'm talking about a conversation, a point of conversation. Y'all going to have to sit down and write things out.
And that's
what
you do. What
you will accept, what you won't accept.
They're married.
But look, at the end of the day, they're married, but if he's not ready, it don't matter because that particular conversation ain't never going to happen because he's not ready.
Yeah, and then
but
you know,
feel,
the whole point
I also feel like that should have had that conversation should have been had before y'all got married. I also want to add in here as well, like there's flip sides, right? There's two sides to every coin that you toss, okay? And it can be, as what Smooth is saying, it definitely can be of what I'm saying. It's two sides to it. But the one thing about it is that children are a choice. So you, like granted, when Smooth is saying, you know, screw these kids. He has a lot of them. And so, therefore, he didn't have the control. He keeps saying he was right. I'm done. He should have.
She took it forcefully. I said no.
He did not have the control to stop himself from producing. So, therefore, his money
I didn't even
has
get
been
to come.
Minimized.
Wait a minute. You already know that story. The boy in question. Bet against him. I just knew he was a mine because I ain't get to finish. But you know, hey, he was mine. I said, wait a minute, I ain't get to come.
Wow. Pre-cum can get you pregnant. So my whole thing is that you're responsible. The one thing that I do know about you, Mo, is that you are responsible and that you are going to dedicate yourself to what it is that you're doing. I'm saying your situation is a whole lot deeper because, you're married, and you don't want to lose your wife behind that. That is something that you can lose your wife behind, okay? It's not a lot of things that women will walk away from, but that is one, if she is ready. So if she is saying that she's ready, you need to have those conversations with her to say, listen, okay, why do you feel you're ready? Okay, what do you think about this? Start having those conversations to see if you guys match up. Those conversations should be in the mix already. So I can't say no, I can't say yes, but I can say that as a man, you just got to start that conversation with her and find out where she's at and find out how much it means to her and try to set a time frame between you two. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is something...
So if they marry, are y'all using condoms?
Well, that's a whole other thing.
I'm confused. So you said
I was staring away from that. And you
No. Because you married, so you're supposed to just unload all up in her. So So are we wearing condoms? What do you mean? Like, what's going on?
All right, look, I'm going to keep it all the way 100. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
Lord.
I've had situations in the past where when I was very young, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the raw thing led to certain things. You know what I'm saying? The raw thing led to certain things that I wasn't ready for. And at that time, you know, I'm not happy about it, but, you know, I didn't move forward. You know what I'm saying? So it was, you know, early in the, you know, like what I'm trying to say is this. I'll put it like this. Like, I have not worn condoms in the past, and it led to something that I definitely wasn't ready for at that particular time.
and I dealt with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to leave it at that. So
No. Damn all that. All y'all wearing condoms as a married couple.
So, look, here, I'm about to say it. Because of that, I do wear condoms. Yes.
No.
I do. And I only wear a specific kind. You know what I'm saying? But I do, because I just don't. I want to control my whole situation. Like I'm a guy. I'm not going to make the same mistake again.
You are a control freak. We had this conversation before. Oh my God!
You
married, bro? You supposed to unload the beast?
I've been there, done that. I know how it is to unload the beast. I know the difference.
It ain't the wife, man. It's the wife.
It ain't all cracked up like that for me. Like I don't. It's not a thing. You know what I'm saying? To the point where I'm just I still like, you know. And that's why I said I only use a certain type. Like they call Midnight. They're black, and that's it. They don't bust. They don't. You know what I'm saying? I've been using them for years. Ever since I found them, it's been a godsend to me as far as that. You know what I'm saying? So
listen to this, right? So
go ahead.
Let me give you this point of view, okay? You only going off of what you feel. And back to the conversation, I can now relate to you with, what is she on, The Real or whatever, the little like Chinese lady or whatever the case may be. And she's always bringing up how she has to pay this alimony, da-da-da-da-da, right? But her husband was ready for kids. She did not want kids. She was saying, my career, my space, my. She was very selfish. It was all about her. And that left her paying alimony, and that left her seeing her husband with another woman and a child. Listen, brother man, you can't even say that you've had sex with your wife. You can't even say you made love to your wife. I'm going to say that. You can't say that you made love to your wife because, listen, that is the whole act. Like, listen, you stop. The whole act of love and making love is exchanging souls, is exchanging fluids, is that exchange. And you've deprived your wife of this. No, you haven't done it with your wife. It doesn't matter who you did it with. You haven't done it with your wife. So you can't say you can't be that. I can't believe you're this selfish. You can't do that with your wife and say, I'm going to put on a condom because I slept with somebody else before and I slipped up here or there. That's your wife. You're not giving her, listen, at this rate, buddy, and I'm just, I'm going to tell you, right? I told you the empath situation.
Keep it on it.
At this rate, within 3 years, you're going to be divorced.
Yeah.
Within 3 years, you're going to be divorced at this rate.
We'll have to see how it shakes out. But see, here's the only thing that I guess from a woman's standpoint, because I guess I do have the power in that to do that. But you know, at the end of the day, it's still two sides to every story. You know what I'm saying? Like
You are selfish. You don't want her to do the sex toys. You don't want this. You don't want that. It is what
look. Sex toys ain't got nothing with churn. Churn is the devil.
I am that way though. I'm just saying, there's certain things that I don't know. Tough topic for me.
I thought the topic was like new relationship. He married. Like you just gonna take it off and just let it unleash it, boy. What's wrong with you? You might have a child, you might not, but y'all need to have a conversation. Now, what about this new relationship?
Yeah, that's what I.
What's up?
Let's talk some real shit. What's the topic for today?
Right, because you know you're depriving this young lady. Do you understand that there's a completely different feeling as when you have sex with somebody and when you make love? Like when you make love and you release inside her, that gives her a completely different feeling. That takes her emotions to a completely different level. So she may love you now, but she would just it'll just really be, you know what I'm saying, just be greater when you know when that act happens, right? So you're not allowing her to feel what she needs to feel in order to be where she needs to be as your wife, brother. So just have that conversation. Stick to that. Let's see. So for me, okay. For me, no, it's not a deal breaker because I want one more. So if somebody says, you know, hey, you know, I want another child, great. You know, one of them is grown and I got two at the house. I'm okay. If we are, at this point, if we're married, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we are solid in our foundation and he wants to have another child, I'm game with that. Like, I mean, maybe.
And that's what's up.
You know,
I respect that aspect of it too, because, you know, you seem like you want to have, you want to leave your legacies. You know what I'm saying? It seems like, you know, you're looking to, you will be the matriarch of your family. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have your kids and grandkids and all that. And I dig that. I just don't know if that's in the cards for me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's different. Like, everybody walks their own path. And
you
that's
can't
what I was
say
saying, I
if that's in
that.
The cards for you because you can't. Okay, so listen. Listen. And so when you become woken, right? When you become spiritually awakened,
okay,
you have to follow your destiny, because if not, then things won't go right, right? You don't know your destiny. So by you trying to control what's going on, you're prohibiting things from happening right now in your life. I'm pretty sure that if you let life go and understand that you're going to be okay no matter what, you will see a lot of things start changing in your life when they will align. Like Smooth and I said, you can take it off and bust in her and it not happen. Just because somebody else got pregnant doesn't mean that she will get pregnant. Now, granted, for instance, you know, my youngest son's father, he has two kids from, he has an older daughter from high school, and then he has two kids from this other chick, and then the youngest, I think he's going on 8 this year. And then there's my son, he's 9.5 months, right? Huge gap. There has been women pregnant within that gap, but none of them made it. Like, nobody could have a child. So until that right person came along, you know what I'm saying? Like you know, the universe wasn't allowing it to happen because he's not in a position, right? But I was blessed to be able to, you know, have this addition and be able to take care of him in the manner that he's supposed to be taken care of, right? So just because it happened with somebody else doesn't mean that it's going to happen with that person, you know? So you have to just let life take its course, especially after you're married. Now, if you were just dating, I understand, but you're married. So whatever's in the cards for your marriage will be in the cards for your marriage. You can't do what you're doing. Not right.
Yeah. How to make kids on all forms of birth control. There is no birth control alive that can contain this meat. Now, that being said, right, if he's going to have a child, he's going to have a child, condom or not. But I'm saying, y'all married, ain't going to take that thing off, bro. Y'all married. That thing belongs to you. All its juice is yours. You are supposed to partake. You are supposed to drink. You're supposed to get drunk and all that there,
bro.
Loving. Okay.
I got you. I feel you. And I get it. But
nah,
you know, like
if you don't want none, you don't want none. But if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Condoms can't stop it.
Okay,
IUD,
so I have one question.
Go ahead.
But I just
two
have this question because, you know, it's stemmed up in my head.
Uh oh.
Do you have tendencies to be with men?
Do I have tendencies to be with men? I gotta have you just format real quick. How does that correlate? I have plenty of gay male friends.
And they act a certain way. Like, they're finicky. Like, everything is always in line. They're always very neat. They're very controlling of the situation. And, you know, it's not like they don't like, you know, sex. Like, when they're at that borderline, you know, but they haven't fully came out of the closet or they're still in denial, they'll still date women and, you know, sleep with women from time to time. But they be like, you know, I don't want that on me. You know, like, no, I ain't
pushing
people with them without a rubber.
So,
you know, that's why I came.
All right, so look.
This is what you call the bad animal.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, hold on. So that's definitely not the situation, you know, at all. Like,
okay,
I'm
just said that.
So, no, I got you. But I'm just saying, like, I just don't, you just probably never came across.
Man, I'm
every person is different. Well, hold on, real quick. Every person is different. I just think you haven't really come across an individual that's kind of, that's like me. Like, I just got a different outlook on certain things. You know what I'm saying?
My ex that I was dealing with for a couple of years, like, he was very controlling like you. He was still single the last time.
I ain't a homosexual.
You know.
Yeah, I just, you know, I like to take,
like,
you know.
Just controlling.
Go ahead.
Very controlling. That takes a toll on a woman. Because when she loves you, when a woman loves you, right, she's going to stick there. She's going to be by your side. But when you are controlling, it takes a toll on a woman. Like, okay, granted, prior to now, anytime you see me, if I stepped out, hair, nails, eyebrows, eyelashes, toes, fresh outfit, every time you see me, type situation. You know what I'm saying? I was always dressed to the T, so on and so forth. And when I got with this gentleman, he was just like, okay, why are you wearing this bodysuit? You acting like you trying to get attention. Why you act like you got to go get your hair and nails done all the time? Like, why you doing? He didn't want me to do those types of things. And that kind of, like, I didn't understand his balance, right? And so he's like, you got all this hair. Why are you even wearing your regular hair? And I didn't understand his balance, and it threw me off. But the insecurity of him, it didn't hit me at first, but in the end, it started hitting me. And then when I got out of that situation, I was like, okay, where do I start? And believe it or not, like, I tell you no lie, it took me a couple years to get my mojo back. It really, really took a toll on me, and I didn't understand the toll that it took on me, you know, because I loved him so much, and I didn't see it as a form of being controlling, but I wasn't who I wanted to be. I wasn't myself. You know what I'm saying? You know, I stayed, you know, with a fresh hairdo every week, every 2 weeks max. I stayed switching it up. I've been wearing nails since I was 14 years old. I'm 37 now. Like, you know, I had this whole thing going, and that relationship single-handedly, you know, it caused some issues that I didn't know were there. And
like,
so
I said,
now that I'm getting my mojo back, it's like, okay, I know that I will never in my life deal with anybody that controlling, ever.
Okay, but hear me out. Just, I mean, as far as the whole kid situation, like I told you, like, I've been having conversations with family members of mine, like on, let's take first, for example, my father's side, right? I have an uncle who's no kids. You know what I'm saying? He's been happily married with his wife for years. They never had a kid. Now, random, my uncle, he's married to a Jewish white lady. You know what I'm saying? And he's black, of course. You know what I'm saying? So at the time, I guess they didn't want to have any interracial kids or nothing like that. And they've been married their whole life. You know what I'm saying? Happily married. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with a lot of his views or whatever, because I think he's like a black Jewish guy now. You know what I'm saying? But he travels the world, never wanted to have. And I had a conversation with him like a few years back. You know what I'm saying? Just like, yo, I'm getting older. I noticed you and your wife never had kids. You know, what's the thing? And, you know, he talks about how the interracial thing, they wanted to travel, and, you know, and they're living their best life, man. Seem to be happy from what I. They're the one. One of my only, I guess, family members that are still married. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else had kids, got divorced, had more kids, got, you know what I'm saying, or never got married, had kids. You know what I'm saying? So I look at that as an example. Then I have an aunt. She's single. You know what I'm saying? Just never had a kid. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, everybody else had kids. Then and that's my father's side. So, and then I look at that too. Like, I'm heir to the throne, you know what I'm saying? Because I look at different things too, like, because, you know, like, if you follow, like, throne stuff, like, you know, it goes through your father's lineage, right? So, like, my grandfather had two sons. So my oldest, who's older than my father, he never had kids. I forgot I was talking about. Then I have my father, who had me, and now if I don't have kids, it stops with me. Now I'll go over to my mother's side. Now my mother, she has three brothers and four sisters, right? So I have one
uncle on that side who never had kids. You know what I'm saying? So he's, you know, and it seemed like he's cool. Like he never just wanted to have kids. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else has had, you know, other than like one other aunt hasn't had kids. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else has had kids. So what I'm just trying to say is this. Everybody is different, and everybody walks their own path. And I can just see, like, I'm looking at examples of how it happened. Now, on the flip side, too, my wife, she has an aunt, believe it or not, probably, like, about to be 60 years old, who's a virgin. You know what I'm saying? So it's just different shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just gets complex. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. And what I'm just saying is
this.
But
did you guys have this conversation before you got married about kids?
You know what? Truthfully, we just always kind of went with the flow. Like, I guess, you know, like, after the time, we never really sat down. Yeah. So,
man,
that's kind of where I'm at. You know what I'm
saying? So, am I the only one still offended? Like, maybe I'm just too
old.
What you offended by? You already knew. Man, I'm just too old to be on this phone with y'all young folks. But back in the day, boy, we would have knocked the taste out of broad mouth. What? Yeah, there we go. How you like them apples?
Go to the news. We'll come right back with this topic.
she gonna talk you to the side? All right, fine. I ain't gonna let it go. Tell me about the news.
Oh yeah. So all right. So let's get to the news. So this is the world famous chopper.
What?
This is my favorite part of the show. I get the chance to talk my shit and just, you know, chop it up on a different topic of this week. It's kind of a light week, you know what I'm saying? Let me see here. What I want to get into.
It was not a light week.
Go ahead. What you got?
One of the biggest topics in the news is the Tristan Thompson cheated on Khloé again. And this time he cheated on Khloé with her sister Kylie's best friend. Okay, she said he just kissed her. That they didn't smash, but there is video showing them getting on the elevator together, leaving or whatever, or going into a room together, whatever, however that was. So that's enough to be noted or whatever, but. The thing was is that Khloé Kardashian attacked Jordan. Now, here's what I say she attacked.
Who's Jordan?
She wasn't coming out. Jordan is her sister's best friend. She wasn't coming out directly at first, but she was liking comments. The situation got put out by her peoples, okay? They knew what they were doing. She was liking stuff. So you were attacking anything that they were saying that was attacking. The story had to be leaked. If you wasn't attacking Jordan, the story would have never hit it. So since y'all let the story leak out, Jordan went to Red Table Talk. Now, her late father, used to work on Will Smith's show, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So Jordan is very close with Jada and Will, okay? Now, you have two very royal families, one positive, one negative, in Hollywood. Jordan ran right to the Smiths, as she should have, to save face. Now, whatever it was, they did what they had to do to protect her. Because the Kardashians, they had to let them know, okay, she has backup over here, okay? But the thing is that, like, Khloé is my favorite one, granted. But Khloé said, Jordan, you broke up my home. Now, here's where the bullshit started. Khloé and Tristan was already separated, okay? Because people had already started saying that. And so they was like, you know, Jordan, nobody knew that they were separate. So you shouldn't even be mad, first of all, because you wasn't with him. That's just your baby daddy, okay? Second of all, y'all infamous for that. Y'all infamous for that.
Hold on. I was gonna say, like, I mean, I've been following the story too much, but I don't think she is mad. I mean, it's all.
She was mad. Oh, she was ranting, raving. Okay.
Oh, she mad.
She was heated.
Okay.
She was. You broke up my family, and they like, okay, what? And she was like, well, you know, we have a child together, so we'll go. That's where the whole hashtag. They like.
Like he's gonna have to kill
himself.
I don't put too much stock into their relationship. it just seemed like Chloe was ready to have a kid, and she got with Trisha, and blah, blah, blah. It was the time, like you said, the stars aligned.
But the point is, nothing that Trisha does.
What's that?
Nothing that he does that she see that he messed up. So she's like, oh, okay, well, that's we're going to grow and we're going to go on.
Yeah.
Like, he keeps cheating on you, chick. You're not his wife. You're not going
to
be his wife. He's showing
you
this.
Wait,
hold on.
Just let me play. She had James Harden, Lamar Odom.
This was before him.
I mark my words. She has somebody on. She is not loyal to Tristan Thompson. I can tell you that. I know that. I can just.
But
right
no.
So,
but Khloe is not that type. You take Kim Kardashian, yes. Khloe's not that type. Khloe wants it to work with Tristan.
I don't trust.
So that's why she was so hurt, because she felt like she thought that
away.
It was a chance for them to get back together. And there was no
Lamar
chance Odom because Tristan's going to do his thing.
One of them ex dudes is still
you know what?
You
know.
Like, mark my words. Mark my words. So
but either way it goes, she still thought that it was going to be a chance with her and Tristan. She, you know, Khloe loves hard. And the fact that she just was like, oh, Jordan, you broke up my family. Come on, Khloe, you can't be that stupid. No, she didn't. It was already done. Hang it up.
It's
not going to work.
They
didn't get married, right? No. Because then there was a cheating scandal when she was having the baby.
Either you're married or you're not. You know what I'm saying? Once again, so if you're not married, you have no loyalty to none of that. I mean, they might have a kid together, but that seems like that's one under the bridge with that, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying with that one. So let me see here. What else? So all right. So as far as the music report, you know what I'm saying? I always keep my ear to the street. Shout out to Solange. My wife's a big fan. She kind of put me on to the last album. I'm really digging it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I liked her last album, Seat at the Table, and it seemed like ever since she got into it with Jay-Z at that event, and like whatever she did, and they was pushing each other, was she pushing him and kicking him in the elevator? She been on fire. From that point on, it seemed like that's when she matured and became her own woman. And that's when I you know, because before I couldn't listen to her because she was just too young for me. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't. She wasn't on my level just yet. But now, it's been like watching a flower bloom. You know what I'm saying? Now she's like, to me, she's like the millennial version of Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? She, like, when her music comes out, Beyonce starts to look like dated. You know, her music seems kind of old school now because Solange is so fresh. And, you know, my wife just put me onto some visual, you know what I'm saying? And they're just artistic, you know what I'm saying? Because some of these, when you drop an album, you got to come with something else, you know what I'm saying? So she had a whole, like, kind of like short film to go with the album. And it's just fresh, man. So shout out to Solange. I'm definitely feeling it. She got some features on there. Gucci's on there. You know, she got just fresh talent that I like. You know what I'm saying? Gucci, man. Playboi Carti. Just some good. Then she got some OGs. I think Scarface has an interlude. And then The Seat at the Table, what made that album so dope to me was how, you know, just fresh sounding. But then she had Master P kind of hosting the album.
Oh.
And Master P did, like, all the interludes on that last album. So shout out to Solange, definitely doing her thing. Also, speaking of music, another album that dropped is kind of hot is the 2 Chainz Rap or Go to the League. You know, definitely a concept album. Shout out to 2 Chainz. I like that Pretty Girls Love Trap Music. That was his last album, but now this one is Rap or Go to the League. And it's kind of just a take on, you know, culture, you know what I'm saying? African-American culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like those are the two things.
It's crazy because
like,
I didn't even know that he just dropped the album.
Yeah, it just came out this Friday. So
I love
fresh,
all
you know
my
so,
bitches. Slim
yeah,
Thug.
Okay. All right. So
just came out.
Slim Thug. Okay, I'm going to have to get with that.
2 days ago.
All right. So I'm going to have to check that out. But, yeah, the 2 Chainz is definitely dope. And it was executive produced by LeBron James. So speaking of LeBron James, shout out to LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Definitely did his thing. You know, he's from Akron. That's like a brother of that's like Cleveland's little brother's Akron. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he did his thing, brought that championship to the Cavs. But yo, the Lakers, they're not going to the playoffs this year, and that's just gonna be very interesting. You know what I'm saying? You know, he went out to LA, like, and shout out to LeBron, like, he's doing his thing in LA, everything except basketball. And I know that he's probably not going to make the playoffs because it seems like he's doing so many other things, the good and great, that the basketball is just not going to work. Like, he suffered his first like, major injury. I mean, it wasn't major, but it kept him out for a couple, like, about a month. And that just derailed the whole season of the Lakers. So that's going to be interesting to have the, you know, the playoffs without LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of hype. Everything was all, you know, Magic Johnson recruiting him. He's in L.A. I love his show on HBO. Shout out to The Shop. I got a chance to watch the latest episode. Had 2 Chainz on there, speaking of. Had Anthony Davis, Antonio Brown, Jamie Foxx. And it's like, if you ever seen the show, it's on HBO. It's like, you know, they kind of just be chopping up in a barbershop and talking about, you know, different issues or whatever. So he's, you know, and that, it seems like that's what happens a lot of times. You got so many other things going well, it's always one thing that's kind of lacking. And that's going to be his main thing, which is basketball. The Lakers, mark my words, I do not think they're going to be making the playoffs. But it makes it interesting now because every game for the Lakers moving forward is a must-win game. So if you get a chance to watch the Lakers, you're basically watching a playoff game because they got to win, like, every single game to just be able to make it. And then if they do make it, they'll probably be an 8 seed, which means they have to go against the Golden State Warriors, which means they'll be swept anyway. So that's just some good drama to kind of have to look into if you're into sports. And then the last thing I want to get into is kind of like a personal thing with me, you know, as far as a chop up. Shout out to, you know, my wife. You know, we had our little date night. We like to go to this, like I said, I think I talked about this before because I went like last month when they had it. But first Saturday's at the Brooklyn Museum, Eastern Parkway, Brooklyn, New York. It's always popping. Every time, like, it's a museum, like the first Saturday night of each month, it's just popping. Going there, they got champagne, they got wine, they got new exhibits. It's just the Bohemians come out. Like I said, Smooth, You Would Love You was talking about Caribbean women. If you want to see the finest Trinidad, Jamaican, I'm talking Guyanese, Haitian, all the Bohemians come out to this. But anyway,
yeah,
I got a chance to pick up a couple of books, man, and I've been zoning out. You know what I'm saying? So first book I bought was Jewish Life in Ancient Egypt. And I've been reading. It's like a short read. You know what I'm saying? I got it last night. I'm almost finished with it now. Probably like about 60 pages or whatever. Very small book. But interesting, you know, because, you know, I was reading Exodus in the Bible. And, you know, that's a book of Moses. And I didn't really know too much about Jewish culture. And I found out how Moses, you know, when it, you know, all that Passover and all that, that's when they left Egypt. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that's deep. And then, but the book that's about to blow my mind, I can't wait, is Book of the Dead. And it's the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead. And it just gets deep, you know what I'm saying, with the gods, the goddesses. You know what I'm saying? I've just been rethinking my mind, and it's got me on a different
Anubis?
Way. Like, what's that?
No, I was just saying Anubis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But it's got me on my thing, like, one god or many gods. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we've been kind of programmed in Western culture to think of just one god, all almighty, like, you know, everybody knows
there's
the,
many,
the thing of that.
There's many gods.
But the many gods, because this universe is vast. You know what I'm saying? And then so many animals, and it's just so many energies, so many elements, and so many. So, and the more, it's like a rabbit hole of information. And like with Google now, and I just want to, you know, the listeners, we got listeners all over the world. Now, Google's your best friend, man. Like you got a library right on your phone. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that you don't understand, just Google it. And it comes right up, and then you can have your own information. Stop watching the news. Stop reading the newspaper. Educate yourself. And that's it.
Yeah, and for my African American people, I say and I suggest that you look at the Yoruba, Ifa, Ifa is IFA, and that's your African American tradition out of Western Africa, that was started in Nigeria, and traditions aren't religion. So if ever you're reading an article, and they you know, Google is good, right? But you got to do research. You can't just pull it up in your first 2 articles. That's what you read and go with.
Yeah.
So if ever,
no,
you know, for my African-American people, Santera is for, you know, the Latin Americans, Cubans, and so on and so forth. Santera is the other version of Ifa. So it's, you know, for, you know, your Latin Americans and then, you know, your Africans or whatever. But if you ever read an article and it tells you that Ifa is a religion, then that's not a good article. So you have to understand that there's a lot of stuff that's going to be put on the internet that they're going to use to divert your attention, or it's going to be false information for you, you know, to put some craziness in your head. Ifa is not a religion, and if you're reading something and it's called a religion, then you're reading the wrong thing. Ifa is a tradition, and it's spirituality, and it puts you in tune with God, the sun, and God of the earth, you know, God of light. It puts you to different things, and it brings you in tune to your ancestors. You know what I'm saying? And I just say, you know, just go do your research. It's not telling you to, you know, hone in or to go to an establishment or a business, because church is a business, and pour all your money in and follow the herd. It tells you to dig deep within and go from what, you know, you're supposed to. And Christianity is mimicked off of Ifa. So the more you go and realize and you learn about it, you will realize that Christianity was mimicked from the African tradition, and they wanted a way to control African-Americans, and then therefore Christianity was brought forth, and it was taught into us over and over and over again, you know, through history. But when you start learning your African tradition, you realize, wow, this sounds the same. It's the same thing. You're not supposed to do wrong. Somebody does wrong to you, you're supposed to pray about it, meditate, and let the universe handle it for you. Like, you'll realize a lot of the things came from our original tradition. So that's me. But that's all that I had for the news. We're jumping back in the topic, or did you have anything else?
No, that's it for this week.
Okay. Well, that was a good week. That was a good week. So, Chloe, let that man go, Chloe. I understand it's your first baby daddy, Chloe, but let it go, Chloe. You know, it is what it is. You know, just take the L. And y'all infamous, Chloe. You slept with French Montana after Trina. You didn't slept with James Harden after Trina.
She got a lot of bodies. I love you,
but you was real infamous for going behind these women and sleeping with these women, Chloe. You was real infamous for it because you had power. So
and I'm not knocking
back
her either.
On you.
She just
it's coming back on
you.
No, that's called being a whore. But it's coming back on you, and you got
to
deal with it. You got to take it.
Yeah, that's what I said. But
yeah, I know
I'm not knocking it, but yeah. Sorry. So look, let's get back into the topic. So let me ask you, because I know you
smooth. Let's talk to smooth. So
yeah.
Smooth. If you are in a relationship, this goes perfect. I'm at. If you were in a relationship and she said she wanted to have y'all in a serious relationship, and she says she wants to have kids or else, would that be a deal breaker or no?
Well, who? First of all, let's get one thing straight. I'm fertile like a motherfucker. Okay? So if you fuck me, you run the risk of getting
pregnant. I know.
Now, look, let me tell you something. I met this one chick, light-skinned bitch. Woo, light-skinned, right? She ain't the prettiest bitch, but she had five kids, right?
Oh,
five
shit.
Kids, and her tubes was tied.
Oh, shit.
That's right. Five kids and her tubes was tied. I'm like, damn,
shit.
You got five kids? She said, yeah, but my tubes tied. I said, cool. That bitch pregnant now.
Wait, hold on.
Right?
Pregnant with you? You done untied.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
That dirty bitch was inside of your doctor. What's wrong with you?
Well,
I thought you said you're too tired of this.
Maybe
so
she, maybe she, hey, maybe, you know, women be trapping, you know what I'm saying? So she might have,
I talked to the doctor. That bitch too tired, but hey, I know why she got five kids, though. That pussy, whoo, shit. I was in that bitch forever. Like, girl, I said, I'm glad your tubes tied, because if your tubes wasn't tied, you get pregnant from that one, and guess what? Yeah, she got pregnant.
Damn.
Damn. I let a bitch know, like, if you fuck, see, my granddaddy, he from Jamaica. He got 20 kids. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
My grandma,
wow.
She full-blown Indian. On my mom's side, she had 11. So my family, we fertile. I didn't realize I was fertile. I thought I was good. Then one day, man, I don't know, I hit my 20s and,
kids on kids.
I can't stop. I'm like,
they just start pouring in like water.
Yeah.
And he got
like,
a lot
like
of when he say fertile, when he say fertile, he really means
I fertile. I fertile. I let loose.
When he said fertile, I just think of your highest number and
right. Doctor Pat,
wow.
That shit. Yeah, I let loose.
What? Like what?
I don't miss.
About six, huh? You got about six of them up here.
More than that.
Wow.
You have clue.
Look, that was nice. That was being generous.
I'm about to thank the nigga. Like, hey, bro, thank you.
now you see why he's talking about his money came. So, you know, you can't really blame it on the children when you got as many kids as he got. You know what I'm saying? That's
so
him.
But, like, no, it's just that one. It's that one baby mama.
More than that.
It's just that one baby mama that made me, like, the way she was raising my son. It made me come home. You see what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
everything was cool.
You was traveling.
My grind is selfish. You see what I'm saying? My grind is selfish. Ain't nobody going to stop my grind. But then at the same time, my kids are the future.
Yeah.
Like, simple as that. It doesn't really matter, my verbiage, because I'm a vulgar person.
Yeah.
But
what you got?
The future, everything I do is for the future. And right now, the things that you were doing was putting the future in jeopardy, and I can't have that, so I had to come home.
I got you.
So that's how that goes.
Born. That's your heir, right?
All of my children is my heir. You can't trust none of them, actually, to be honest with you, because you really don't know what you raise until it's all done. You see what I'm saying? That's like you really don't know who your kids are until after you die.
Wow, that's deep.
And that's the truth. If you think about it, the true character of your kids, it only really comes out after you're dead. And then the way they really start treating each other when you're no longer around. So you really don't know what you have until it's all said and done. Because the one that you might think might be the failure might actually be the most compassionate one out of all of them.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Because, like, for one, there's always that story where kids are living in houses, but you done messed around. You thought one child was the most responsible one, so then you give them the power of attorney or you give them the majority of the money to, you know what I'm saying, distribute out between the children, and they wind up taking it. They wind up selling the house underneath the other kids. So you really don't know what you have until it's all said and done. You might think you know, but you really don't know. Because character... Your true character does not come out when people are watching. It comes out when nobody's around. You see what I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
By you being dead, they no longer have to worry about pleasing you or saying things around you because you're gone. So, like, if they really been hating on somebody, they really hate the other little sibling and whatnot, it's going to come out. I've been waiting
that
to get
true.
You. Like,
I've seen
what?
That. I have definitely seen that, like the sharks come out, like the true colors come out at funerals, which is sad, sad to see, man.
But that being said, blacks get bad in the mouth. I'm just saying, that whole school.
What happened? Hey, I don't care what y'all say.
I ain't never gonna forget.
He tried to divert, so you didn't ask him how many kids he had again. So he's back onto
that. No, that there used to be a female I know, right? There used to be a female that I know talk about she eat dick for breakfast. She's a champion. Miss Lovely Black and Romaine. Hey, but I was watching that earlier today.
Oh, shit.
Hey, she sounded like Riley from the Boondocks. I eat dick for breakfast. I'm a champion.
Oh. Oh, shit. Who said that?
You.
Okay.
Sound like Riley from the Boondocks.
Hold on. We just went back. What's this?
Look. You don't need to be watching none of that. With 10 kids, you don't need to be watching none of that.
I have seven. Okay, seven confirmed children. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
That's a nice
man, with 10 kids, you don't need to watch. Wait, what did you just say?
Now, that's if you think about it.
No, you just said what?
I got seven confirmed.
You said?
Three on the way.
And what else? Okay, there we go. 10.
Seven confirmed, three on
the way. Seven confirmed and three on the way. So, you don't need to watch
that.
That's why you asked me about
I'm a warrior.
That's why you was asking me about condoms. Because you don't use condoms.
No. I didn't ask you about condoms because, like, hey, I done made churn on condoms. Condoms don't mean shit. I asked you about condoms because you married. And I tell a bitch right now, nigga, if you for me, I'm coming all the way up to in use. We're going to get to the clinic. We're going to make sure that your pussy shirt. We're going to make sure my
he didn't tell you. Like, he didn't make children on, like, out of his children. He got some twins in there now. So he got, I think, two sets of twins. So
there's two sets of twins.
And it's two sets.
Who got twins?
Yeah, you do got a set of twins. You ain't got no twins.
No. Stop. Guys, take a pill. Now, mind you, in my many episodes of Knocking Bras Up, I did have a set of twins that didn't make it, but, like, I don't have twins that make up my seven that's officially mine. No, everybody was single. Now, don't get me wrong, I got three on the way right now. Two of them got pregnant the same day, but they ain't going to be twins.
Damn.
They're opposite, you know, it's just different bitches.
Shit.
I mean,
I tried to give him that. But
so what are you supposed to be saying?
He's not saying he doesn't use condoms. Like, he's saying he's made children on condoms. He's made children, with people on birth control. You know what I'm saying? Like,
put
this
out.
Ain't just, you know, okay. These are
definitely
people that,
put
you know, he done dealt with. Except the last
two
where he was doing a threesome and got both of them pregnant at the same time.
Whoa.
But, you
wait,
know,
no,
he just kind of gave up on that.
That's a show with itself, right? A threesome, man, and you got two
pregnant. I had a lot but, you know, I digress.
Shit. But you have your ass.
I got it, man. I got it.
Shit, so my next question was going to be for you, right? So it doesn't matter, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you know, as far as, like, if you deal with a female, she can have kids, not have kids, it's y'all body, y'all body.
Man, if she got kids, she got kids. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, everybody has, to be honest with you, nowadays, it's kind of rare. The only time you'll find a chick who ain't got no kids is if you're on your R. Kelly thing, you're trying to find your nice little 10 to 18-year-old or something like that. But,
yeah.
You know, once they turn 20, between 20 and 24, the majority of them got at least one.
Exactly. And that's the thing,
too. At least one.
I'm happily married. Don't get me wrong. But
you keep saying that.
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's... that's
you get on my nerves, man. God damn. Let the man talk, man. I'm going to punch you in your throat.
That's been a deal breaker for me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like... you know, I can't, you know, I really don't deal with, you know, women who have kids, if that's the case. Or if they do, like I said, I never want to see the kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to get attached to nothing like that. So, you know, it's a certain way I maneuver.
He said he don't never want to see the kids. If they
do. Yeah, you notice how you about to say it, but then you switch out like, all right, you don't even know what to say.
Yeah, right. you know, so, and there's just different things too, man. Like, We just getting deep, man. This is
guys
deep
are
topic, you know what I'm saying? And then
actually, man, for some reason, once they find out how many kids I get, they look at me like a sperm, thinking everybody wants the juice.
Yeah, I see.
But
that.
The thing is that there are women that's okay with that. Like me, at this stage in the game, I've been in one situationship for 2 years. And then the one that I'm about to possibly enter now. So for me, it's been like, I've just been, you know, I'm chilling because I know I have children and I'm a mommy. I'm a stay-at-home mommy.
So all the work
and stuff that I do at home is, you know, my kids are around. So I don't want, you know, first of all, I don't want that energy coming in unless the energy I can connect to it. Second of all, I don't want my children being exposed to you unless I understand that there's a connection between us. So it's still a process that you have to go through. So in hindsight, say that as opposed to saying, I don't want to see your kids. Like, don't, you know, that sounded so blah. You feel me? Like,
no,
because if you're dealing with somebody that has children, you never know what, okay, just like you said, you're controlling your destiny by having condoms on, sleeping with your wife. You never know what will happen when you sleep with somebody. You don't know how that's going to pan out. So your best bet is just to not deal with a woman, because you can, you know, you can get attached to that woman, and the kids come along with that. And then you know who you are, and you're very selfish, then it's going to cause a strain in that situation. So you might as well not deal with the woman
with that selfish
at all.
Man, look, I've been dealing with bras for years that ain't never met none of my kids. You see what I'm saying? Like, just because
you're a man.
But it don't matter. Just because you deal with somebody, because for one, it takes time before you actually develop a relationship to where you be like, all right, I feel comfortable enough to even allow my child to hear your voice. You see what I'm saying? So that's
right.
How that goes. Like,
but
when it
you're
comes
a man,
to,
so your kids don't live in the house with you. As a woman, your kids live in the house,
kid,
so there's a difference between it.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, you see them every day. You go and see your kids.
I'm a professional parent. No, don't get it twisted.
I know you are.
Come by too, and they be eating up my goddamn food, little punk ass niggas.
But it's a difference from a father and a mother, because you still have more free time than they do.
Who has more free time?
You know what?
I'm at work right now. What
you
mean I got more free time?
No. What I'm saying is from the kids. From the kids. From the
kids, plural.
So if he does not want to be attached to anyone's child, even if that situation does not, you know, whatever the case may be, and he's faced with that, he should just date with a chick with no children. Now, you have some women these days, they lie about not having kids. But if she has children, I say don't walk away, don't walk down that, because it's going to cause strain in the end. And so with you being the way that you are, your thing is that you don't want to bring stress in the end, because women, for some reason, think that they can change a man's mind. They think that they can manipulate a man to doing what they want. They feel like they have more control than they have, and men have the power. Mo Benz is a very powerful man, and he's going to stand his ground. So then you're going to have months and months and months in, you're not moving, you're not wavering, you don't want to meet her kids, then you wasted her time. Now she's hurt, and now she feels like she has to change something.
Months.
Well, I mean,
who the fuck wants to meet some punk ass child within months?
Yeah,
you know, six, seven, eight months. Like,
and then, you know, look, here's another thing, too. Since we're in a trust tree, right? And we was talking about fetishes, right?
Uh-oh.
My other thing, I don't know if this is a I don't know if this is a fetish or if it's a preference. But I'm gonna be honest, and I know, and it's probably like, I don't want to like call me selfish again, but I'm just speaking my truth and how I, you know, how I'm attracted. I'm only attracted as far as like sexual situations. I'm only attracted to like stripper bodies. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when I say that is, I like a smooth body. Like the stomach is the sexiest part of a woman to me. So if this, and like I said, I know it's no getting around it, but like stretch marks and, you know, certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like stretch marks. And I know women, you know, a lot of times you got C-section and stuff like that. That's just not like, you know what I'm saying? Like me, like when I'm, that's, I won't be attracted.
Did you just
say
that you don't like a woman with stretch marks? You want a woman with a perfect body? You don't want
a
woman with
a stripper body?
I said
a stripper body. I said stripper body. Those are only women that I want to have sex with. It's like that body. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my preference. Like, that's just how I am. You know what I'm saying?
You remind me when I was in high school and college. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? But I know, as I get, you know? So. I think that maybe that's another thing. You know what I'm saying?
So do you
know
that stretch marks are a natural thing? And there are plenty of women out here, don't get me wrong, that don't have children. But you're going to get a more nurturing woman if she has children. You're going to get a different type of woman if she has children than not.
Stick with the stripper bodies, man. Yeah.
You know,
fuck that.
That's what I like. You know what I'm saying? I like when I
want some tiger clothes forever.
I know you said it was certain things that you said, Miss Lovely Black Woman. We were talking about fetishes. We were talking about preferences. Guys, as you like. You know what I'm saying? You when we had that show and we talked about that. You gave your perfect type of what you look for. You know what you look sexually attracted to.
I'm not anal though.
I'm not gonna say that I don't want a guy with stretch marks or something like that. I want a man with a little gut because I mean he like to eat and I mean I can feed him. You know, when I'm in a relationship, I want to be able to cook for you and clean up. We talked about all of this stuff. I'm the same person. I'm like I'm a homemaker. You know, I'm the one that's at home. I want to have dinner ready when you come in. You know, I want you to be able to sit down and have your dinner and go on about your business.
Yeah.
You know, I may jump up and run your shower for you. You know, your clothes will always be clean. You ain't going to never look around for dirty, you know, clothes.
That's a wife. That's wife status.
I'm fully homemaker. But I had to realize that I knew exactly what I wanted, and I have to start. That's where?
That's a good thing. I'm trying to make that man fit.
So, you know what? So, look. So what I'm trying to say, Ms. Lovely Black, is just since we ain't trusting, and you know, we giving, you know, you telling me certain things, you'll probably find out that one guy that you're looking for in the church or something like that. And I know we was just talking about anti-church kind of stuff like
no.
that. You'll probably find. No, you don't think
no.
so?
No.
No,
LA.
No.
No, no, no.
I think so.
No.
I don't want him to be in church.
Perfect. No.
I don't want him to be in church.
What? I could totally see a church guy, you know what I'm saying, and y'all balance each other out.
You go to hell with gasoline drawers on, okay? And you take your condoms with you, motherfucker. Ain't nobody.
No, the person that I
know how I am, and I know that the person that I'm going to be with is already in my life. So I just know, like, I'll go back and be like, okay, this is what I need to be. It has to be somebody that's not worried about what I'm doing every second of the day. It has to be somebody that's not secure. It has to be somebody that's going to allow me to express myself. I'm not nowhere naked. But I'm vocal, you know, I have this show, I talk about sex and so on and so forth, and he has to be comfortable with himself. Also have his own stuff going on in to be where we can make money together. So, like you know, and still have his life and do what he do. You know, my friend, he does what he does. He's not annoying. He get up and go. He always in parties because of his nature of business, you know, so it's not like that. Like, I don't want, no. But he will still have to. It's still some things that we got to talk about, you know. And he has to be spiritually inclined, but not religious. There's a difference. So no. Mm-mm.
That's a lot. Black gonna wind up with a dude that's gonna bag it in the mouth. Just telling you right now.
That's gonna what?
That's going bad in the mouth. Tell me.
Oh, shit.
She's going to get flipped off
nah.
at the lip and pile. Old school.
Nah,
there you go.
I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to put that out there.
She's going to look at me and ask
you
my. You
know damn well that's not
going to
happen. I'm raising kids.
Now
I'm going to
get swole.
I'm raising kids.
Like,
I'm raising
nah,
God.
That I see.
And there's no way that I'm going to. Listen, he know that ain't right. Man, listen. That Joker, listen. You know that ain't going to happen. That's going to be
but
the Lumber worst
Black,
thing
I
ever.
See what the church do. For some reason, I'm seeing it. It's a vision I'm getting.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Church,
no.
You go right
those
to Atlanta.
Those are the most fucking ones.
This was going to happen.
You can't trust them.
Back to Atlanta. One day, I don't know how you're going to end up there. It's going to be a Sunday.
I've been delivered.
In one of the Atlanta churches on a Sunday. And you're
going
to come
delivered.
Across one of them dudes. Watch. It's going to be a wrap. Love at first
time. That was Atlanta church too, huh? I've been
no
delivered.
Man.
I don't like men no more.
Speaking of, dude, I do want to get down to yo. Speaking of, on a side note, yo, when I go to Atlanta, I'm definitely going to church. They got some fine ass. I mean, look, I'm happy to marry, but yo, Atlanta, they got some fine ass church women, man.
You gonna go in the church with $500 in your pocket and come out with 80, okay? They got the love offering, the peace offering, the church's offering,
yeah.
the fundraisers, the children's fund, the
man,
pastor offering. Oh, look, come on, honey.
Yo, I got a little cousin down there, man. Getting my look, I got a cousin down there. He probably about. And see, look, I'm trying to tell you, I'm a young OG. I'm taller than my little cousin. He probably about 34, 33 now.
Good man,
probably about 33. But he's staying with him. Oh, yo, every time I see him, he
that don't kink up on you, man.
And look, he don't drink, he don't smoke. All he do is go to church. You know what I'm saying?
and he stayed with a fine church.
Granted,
a couple
me,
years.
God
is trying to tell you something.
Because those ones in church is the freakiest ones ever. Now, I had a buddy, and that joker stayed in church, but guess what? Every other night, it was somebody different at his house, and they was
exactly
from the church, so listen. Don't they turned up at the church. Now,
pieces.
Don't get me wrong. When I say church, let me clarify that. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to a certain type. Like, but you still, they still have, like, church, you know what I'm saying, with African traditions. Well, it's not as tradition. It's not like Christianity, like the religious churches. It's, you know, a building, and they gather, and they, you know, beat drums, and they talk to you about the tradition, and they feed your brain and stuff, so on and so forth, like that. You know, you give a donation,
Lovely Black,
and then that's that.
Got about 5 minutes
20 off.
But I'm telling you this right now. Hopefully, probably like springtime, I'm coming down to Atlanta, and Saturday night I'm hitting Magic City or Onyx, and Sunday morning I'm in church. In one of the Atlanta churches. So, you know what I'm saying?
So you're
get
trying
out,
to
you know
come down here married and leave the boys?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I'm just. Because
if
down,
you're not
I'm
into Christianity, why are you going to church?
No, because
he got
to
pray
on,
for his soul from looking at all them strippers.
Yeah, look, look, I never said, look, it's Jews and everything. I never said that I'm just denouncing Christianity. I like, even though, you know, I am now what you would call a Egyptologist. You know what I'm saying? I study Egypt, and it's in, you know what I'm saying? But it's jewels and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can find some good in Christianity. I mean, like, of course, where it stems from is mind controlling and stuff like that, but it's still so, you know.
Follow me on
Instagram, still,
the new Miss Lovely Black,
dog,
the number
man.
One. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLHK, the one. Click the link in my bio. It will also take you to the Twitter, to the Facebook. You can add to our archive shows right here. We do this Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to California. You're dominating. You're still dominating. And a majority of our listeners here are in California. So, yes, we are open to a talk show and to grow and all of that other good stuff. Make sure you check out sbandkids.com. sbandkids.com. The whole site is marked down. We're going to go ahead and add some more stuff to the website once this move gets taken, once this move is done. I just got my first title for the books. We just came up with a title. I can't wait to release it. I have to finish going through the copywriting status of it before I release the title, but we just got title number one. And so, Mo, go ahead, take it away.
Yo, yo. So, definitely
90
check
seconds.
Me out, you know what I'm saying? All right, 97. Check me out, you know, social media, definitely Twitter. That's where I like to flourish. So it's going to be MOBINNS. And while you're on Twitter, check out the retweet. You know what I'm saying? Put somebody onto the show. I'm definitely going to be retweeting that, you know, as soon as the show is over in the next 30 seconds. And then also, too, holler at me on Instagram. It's MOBINNS. And yeah, man, talk to me. I talk back, you know, if you want to be on the show, know somebody that's interested or would like to come on the show, holler at me via Gmail, MOBINNS@gmail.com. This is what we do every Sunday night. Thank you for chopping up with us. I want to shout out Miss Lovely Black, shout out Smooth. This is what we do, man. Sunday night, we kick it.
And we did not stay on top.
World famous chop up always, too. Check for that. It's the middle of the show every Sunday.
I'm a champion.
Smooth.
I'm a champion.
Smooth, you got to get
like
some control.
That must be the throwback, huh?
All right. 10 seconds, Smooth. We gotta put a leash on Smooth. He's just out of control. Man, thank you guys for tuning in each and every single Sunday. We adore you. We love you. Continue telling a friend and another friend about the show. Continue the downloads. Thank you so much. Ashe.
Everybody
good night.
Be safe. Peace, peace, peace.